Keeping bridge structures in good repair is essential for ensuring a safe and reliable infrastructure network. Dr. Jose Weissman joins the podcast to discuss how modern bridge management strategies and systems help agencies improve bridge condition and performance.
Transportation infrastructure. It's what keeps our economy moving and gets people safely where they need to go. But maintaining safe, reliable infrastructure assets is a complex challenge that requires innovative solutions. I'm Nick Frank from Agile Assets, and I'll be your guide as we navigate through the complex and evolving world of infrastructure asset management.
My guest today is Dr. Jose Weissman, a professor of civil engineering at the University of Texas at San Antonio. His career spans more than 40 years as an educator, researcher, and consultant in transportation engineering and infrastructure management. Serving as a principal investigator, he has led several important studies advancing the field of bridge management research. Dr. Weissman, thanks for joining the podcast.
My pleasure. Good morning.
First of all, tell me a little bit about your role at UTSA.
I've been at UTSA for, a quarter of a century now, 25 years. And I teach courses, of course, that are related to transportation, such as highway design, such as pavement management. We don't have a bridge management course per se, but the closest thing that we have is a pavement management course. And through these years at UTSA, I've been involved with, I would say, dozens of projects that are related to infrastructure management, pavement management, bridge management. I would say when the phone rings, and I've done a lot of work for TxDOT that was done on an emergency basis that is related to bridge management in a sense, because it deals with impacts of truck size and weight on the bridge infrastructure specifically. When the legislator convenes to pass new legislation about truck size and weight, usually we are contacted to look at the impacts on bridges. And of course, to do that, we need to have a good hold on bridge data and concepts of bridge management.
Wow. So a very wide-ranging amount of topics and things that you've touched on. But today, we're going to specifically focus on bridge. So as we dive into our topic, what is a bridge management system?
Bridge management system is a collection of procedures that allows you to understand the assets, the bridge assets that you have in terms of an inventory, and allows you to manage these assets in terms of management goals that are set up in terms of numerical goals. So by processing the information that is available in an inventory by the way of regular inspections, we can make decisions that are educated decisions about how to maintain at a certain level our bridge assets within a certain allotted budget.
And what are some of the major components of a bridge management system?
The first and main component is an inventory, because you have to know what you have. And we're talking about thousands of bridge assets that are sitting out there and are being exposed to all kinds of issues that will lead to possible deterioration. And we have to monitor that. So I guess the inventory or to know what you have is one of the main components. If I want to extend that, the second main component is a way of evaluating the condition of those assets. So depending on who you are, those assets could be 40,000 bridge records or close to 50,000 in the case of Texas. Or, you know, it could be a municipality, but you still have to have an inventory and a way of evaluating it.
What types of performance prediction models are typically used in a BMS?
We usually start with the type of evaluations or specifications for evaluations that we have available. And I guess a little bit of historical background is necessary here, because we started with inspections of bridges because of a federal mandate, and that was probably in the late 50s or something like this, or early 60s. It was a reactive thing to a high-profile bridge collapse, and it became a federal mandate. And of course, that generated a specification for bridge inspections. Those are called National Bridge Inventory or NBI inspections. At the time, and that was, you know, many, many years ago, and there's no criticism involved in that, those were very simplistic inspections for bridges. The way we inspected bridges, we had some simplified ratings for the bridges. And that's the historical data that we have, which is the basis for predicting performance of a bridge. Lately, we moved to different type of inspections that are more detailed. They're called element-based inspections. And of course, those are more conducive for building performance models for bridges, which are an essential part of bridge management systems, because you want to be able to forecast condition, you want to be able to check on what work in terms of solutions for bridges and what does not perform well in the field. In a nutshell, you got two types of data that you can use for performance modeling. And of course, any bridge management system is kind of spins around these two types of inspections that are available for the support and the development of forecasting performance of bridges. So we use it both ways. We use it to have a snapshot or the current status of the bridge network, and we use it to build forecast models to understand what's coming up down the pipeline in terms of budgeting, in terms of corrections that we need to do in our design, construction, and maintenance.
And as we dive a little bit more into models, why are more probabilistic models used in bridge management systems?
Basically, what you're trying to build is a crystal ball. And everything that is a crystal ball, unless you believe on esoteric stuff that can, to use the term you brought, probabilistic, so I can bring up deterministic to the conversation, which is, we know for sure when you're saying a certain event is deterministic, we're saying we know exactly what's going to happen. We're fooling ourselves when we say, as I tell my students in class, whenever you assume that an event is deterministic, you're probably wrong. Everything that we do in life is a probabilistic event, and it has a certain distribution or a certain range that is associated with it. When you use a probabilistic model, you are recognizing that numerically.
Why do agencies need a bridge management system?
You need it for planning. You're talking about millions of dollars at a state level, or maybe billions of dollars nationwide. So infrastructure, it's your silent partner, if you wish. As civil engineers, we don't get the credit for supplying all this infrastructure. People take it for granted. So a bridge management system is an essential part. Managing these assets and making sure that this, as I said, invisible services that we take for granted are there for the public. Everybody knows that when a bridge gets posted or closed, which could happen eventually, managing bridge assets, they immediately will call their a representative and complain about it. So a bridge management system guarantees that this infrastructure is gonna function correctly and is gonna perform correctly, and bridges are not gonna be posted, closed, or God forbid, collapse.
When agencies are looking into a BMS, what are some actions that they should take when, you know, preparing to implement their own bridge management system?
Well, first of all, they need an inventory. And I guess the easy way to get started is based on that mandatory national bridge inventory inspections, which encompass every single bridge and culvert. And the culverts, we should bring that in too, in the United States inventory. The first step, of course, is looking into that inventory, because those are mandatory inspections and, of course, include an inventory of the bridges. For it doesn't matter if you're a county, a city, or a state like Texas. Then find a way of processing that data. And usually we think of it probably in terms of an initial snapshot of the network to check what's the status of the network and what management goals are not being met by looking at the results of this mandatory inspections that I mentioned. Then, of course, on another phase, once you have that into control, you need to build your crystal ball, which we discussed before as probabilistic models to forecast bridge condition, and then have a process where you can feed that back into your budgeting and into your processes of maintenance, design, construction, and maintenance.
So the agency has decided, yes, we're going forward with this bridge management system. We feel like this is going to help us in the long term.
Correct.
What are a couple challenges that they may face when implementing their system? And then what are the benefits they'll see after implementing it? So I know that's kind of a big question, but challenges and then benefits.
The challenges is the data is there. The inventory data is there. It's not perfect. The inspection data in a, I would call it a crude format, is there for the National Bridge Inventory mandatory inspections. Now, the first challenge is to build up a tool to process this information, and to use a term that didn't exist when I got started with this, do the data mining on this and the summaries that are needed to make decisions. Because basically, you're looking at thousands of records, and you need a computerized tool to process this information, look through this haystack of information, and find the needles that need attention.
And after the agency has gone through these challenges, they've implemented it, what are some positive things that they should see come for their agency?
I would look at it as flying blind or flying by with instruments. You build yourself a tool that allows you to see through this stack of information and concentrate on specific points on the stack of vast network of bridges that you have to manage that deserve your immediate attention. And of course, also, we are very much focused on numerical performance and management goals for whatever we do. We're kind of obsessed, would say, in a sense, and with a reason, because the old worn phrase, if you cannot measure it, you cannot manage it. Bridge management is part of this measuring and managing that I brought into the conversation right now.
If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. I love that quote. That's a great quote. Let's talk a little bit about system integration, and more specifically, bridge and pavement. How do you think that there could be some more coordination between your pavement projects and your bridge projects?
I think we came a long way in that sense, even though we're like everything in our profession, it's work in progress. We started with generating reports on printed paper. That's how I started with computers. Computers were basically anonymous mainframes that you fed with punch cards, or you processed data that was sitting on a tape in an air-conditioned room. And on the other side came a printed report. The way we look at data these days changed tremendously because now we look at it with another dimension, which is called the spatial dimension, if you wish. We evolved from paper maps and printed reports, as I mentioned before, that we had to spread on our kitchen table, as I like to joke, and start marking with markers on segments of road that needed attention. And we migrated to computerized representations of this. And of course, what I'm talking about are geographic information systems, or GIS. When we started integrating this information on a spatial manner, that opened the door for the integration between, as you asked at the beginning, pavement assets and bridge assets, because we used to look at those almost in a vacuum, each one by itself. But now we have a tool to integrate this and schedule projects, schedule maintenance, schedule interventions on a basis that involves several elements of infrastructure at the same time that have diverse data sources. And we have a common link on this data sources through this spatial relationship that I was mentioning before. So, of course, that is the way of the future. And, of course, that's what's becoming the reality of infrastructure management in general, where you have an integration of different data sources in a spatial platform like a geographic information system.
You know, it's extremely fun to talk to experts such as yourself and my own colleague, Magdy McHale, who have been in the transportation industry long enough to have grown from, like you said, when it was, you know, these old computers and just maps on your desk, to now a much more advanced way of being able to compile data and being able to, as you know, you mentioned, they were all these systems were kind of on their own. And now the technology has helped us to put these systems together and allow experts such as yourself and people in transportation agencies to actually be able to see all these different data points and be able to get a lot more efficient with their systems, whether bridge or pavement or maintenance or whatnot. So before I let you go today, is there anything else that you want to add on bridge management? Anything that we didn't touch on, or any just final thoughts that you have before I let you go?
Each generation, I guess, is fortunate to go through the evolution of several technologies. And that background makes us add value to what we have today, because we look back on the evolution of this and how we used to look at infrastructure management and the long way that we came on this past. I would focus on my time frame because that's what I'm familiar with. But to see how in these 40 odd years, I have to recognize of my career as a civil engineer, how the our focus evolved from simply designing, constructing infrastructure to being able to manage these huge assets that we have, and how the tools evolved on this 40 odd years on how we manage this infrastructure is just something mind-boggling, I would say.
Dr. Jose Weissman, a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Texas at San Antonio, thanks for joining Move Your Assets this month.
My pleasure.
If you want to learn more about transportation asset management strategies that save time, money, and lives, head on over to agileassets.com. Once again, thank you to Dr. Jose Weissman for sharing his expertise with us today. I'm Nick Frank. Join us again next month for another edition of Move Your Assets.